Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. In my last episode, I talked about James chapter 1, about listening and doing. And, you know, when I got into chapter 2, and I remember how many applications per chapter we can really, let's say, swim in or dive into. There's so many applications in every chapter that comes from this epistle of James. Now, we know James is the brother of Jesus, and so we can look at this and say, wow, this is a lot of insight, a lot of wisdom, a lot of practicality for a believer. But like Paul, James likes to really be direct. And he uses examples and illustrations, and he uses a lot of applications of life that he's gone through or what he has seen in the church. And these things still apply today. He talks about in chapter 2, favoritism that happens in the church, favoritism that happens in life. And he says that should not ever happen. When I wrote my book about prejudice in the church, I talked about the same subject, and I used this chapter particularly to discuss how some in the church would actually show discrimination to somebody who walks in dressed differently or who looks differently. So James is really starting this chapter going into that we should not show any type of distinctions or favoritism, or call it what it is today politically, partisanship towards one another. And he says in verse 2, he says, suppose a man comes into your meeting, comes into your job, come into your church, come into any area of where you're at. Let's just use that word. Wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in a shabby clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit there by my feet. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? My friends, we have to really examine ourselves. We think that prejudice or favoritism is only done by a certain group of people. You can hear the right saying the left does this in politics, or the left predominantly will espouse that the GOP or the Republicans are the racist party. It's further from the truth. Racism is individualized. It is inside a person. And Paul, as well as James, are saying we must stop showing favoritism or discriminating against another person. Just because you're a Jew doesn't mean I can't hang out with Gentiles. Paul was saying that to Peter. I mean, we can go on and look through the scriptures how many people discriminated against Samaritans. We can look at how they, the church or even the Jewish nation discriminated against other types of people that were not Jewish. And God is saying that can't happen anymore. So in this chapter, James is really saying you can't just show favoritism to somebody who wears nice clothes versus somebody who doesn't. It is discrimination. So we have to all examine our hearts and say, where do I show discrimination towards someone else? Is it because the person is overweight? Do I discriminate? Are they this color, that color, this type of ethnicity? I mean, we can go on, and we can all be guilty of discrimination. It doesn't belong to one political party. It doesn't belong to one particular denomination. Everyone should examine themselves and determine if they show any form of partisanship or discrimination. And then James goes into, getting into verse 5, he talks about, okay, you're judging somebody based on how they look, how they wear clothes, and so on. Then he gets into, has God chosen certain people to display God's glory? And I say yes. And he gets into the distinction now between rich and poor. He says in verse 5, he says, listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are standing, or slandering, I should say, let's say verse 7, are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? He's talking about Christ. See, my friends, we all have a propensity to judge people. We're all guilty of it. You can judge somebody because of how they wear clothes. You can judge somebody because you don't like the way they look in their appearance. It's discrimination. It's not love. It's not God's love. James is very clear about that. Then he gets into the distinctions economically between a rich person and a poor person. And most people who don't have a lot of money, I'm going to say this. I've experienced a lot of people growing up in my life who are rich and who are poor, who are in the middle, middle income type people. I've experienced all those stratas of social economics. I get this. But I have seen people who are, let's say, as James just described, who are not rich, have stronger faith than those who do, who have money, for example. So somebody who doesn't have a lot of money may have more faith in God because they don't have nothing much to hang on to. Where the rich hang on to their money as their God. And I have a series coming out called God versus Mammon. Who do you serve? That's a great series. I can't wait for you guys to listen to that. It's called God versus Mammon. So when Paul, as well as Timothy, as well as now even James, talks about money or the rich, he says, whoa, look out. You people who are rich, he says, you're going to get yourself in trouble if you put your trust into money. And those people who put their trust in money, normally, usually, I say trust in money, have little faith. And this is what James is saying. He said, the rich insult those who are poor. The rich hold on to what they call their God, their money, has everything, and they are normally lacking or weak in faith. So when you take those who are poor, God gives us who are, let's say, financially well off, the ability to help them so that we can show our faith and gratitude towards what God has given us to help those, because the poor, as Jesus said, will always be among you. And maybe in the cycle of that, let's say, fellowship or that cycle of benevolence, that person who is, say, poor financially because of their faith in God prayed that someone or God would give them some kind of financial relief where they needed a job, they needed some money to pay their bills, and here's this rich person that God brought into their life to answer that prayer. Praise be to God. It's amazing how God works. Amen? He goes on and he says that we have to even be careful about everything that the Bible tells us about how we must behave or conduct ourselves when it comes to being around people. He says in verse 9, but if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as a lawbreaker. So my friends, I want you to understand this. Admit and look in the mirror that you at times do show discrimination. You have to ask God to reveal what group of people, what type of people do you show discrimination towards. The world is not going to know who Jesus is if we don't love one another. And so when we show favoritism towards other groups of people, we're breaking God's law, the royal law of love. It's gotten to the point now where politics has become a religion. It really is. Ideology-wise, it's almost to the point where the group on the left believes this, and that's it. The group on the right believes this, that's it. And then, of course, you got libertarians that believe this. Everybody's following some ideology and say, this is what I believe. And because of that, they're showing favoritism. And nobody's getting along. The Bible says stop that. And just because you make more money than those who are poor, don't judge the poor incorrectly. Don't discriminate against those who make less than you. That's it. Okay? So he goes in verse 10, he says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. So what James is saying is, there are many people that say, well, hey, I'm a good person. I have a great paying job. I make a six-figure salary. And look at me, I go to a church. And yet we see people on the street that are poor, begging for bread, and we don't give them anything. There are people like that. They're so self-righteous that they have all this money, and yet they don't even contribute when they see a commercial on TV about helping whatever cause it may be. Or they give a trinket out or a little small tip out to help because they put their trust in their money. The Bible says you're breaking the law of God. Always give your first fruits to God. Always listen to the Holy Spirit and help anyone, regardless of their color, regardless of their background, regardless of their political party, regardless of who they are. When the Lord gives you an opportunity to help somebody, you help the person. Rich or poor, you help someone. If you're poor, you want somebody who's rich to help you. If you're sick, you want somebody who's healthy to come and help you get well. So this is what James is saying. He says in verse 12, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has been merciful. So James says in verse 12 of chapter 2, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Now, my friends, I'm not going to walk around all day long judging people. I got better things to do in my Christian walk than judge somebody because they look differently, act differently, believe differently, wear clothes differently, everything else. It is the word of God that I live by, and therefore I will show mercy, as the Bible tells me to everyone that I come in contact with. Because love overcomes a multitude of sins, and mercy truly triumphs over judgment. I don't agree with everybody's dress code. I just don't. But who am I to judge that? That's between them and society. That's between them and God. I don't judge you because you have a lot of tattoos. That's because I don't want any tattoos on me. But I'm not going to judge you because of your choice of artwork. But that's where the partisanship, the discrimination comes in. You wear tattoos, so therefore I can't fellowship with you. I've met a lot of people who have tattoos that love Jesus. Wow. They really love the Lord. Now, they could have had those tattoos before they became a believer. They could have got those tattoos while they're a believer. Now, again, Scripture tells me not to get a tattoo. I'm not going to get a tattoo. Let the Word of God convict you and live by faith, my friends. But I'm not going to judge you. If that's what your thing is, then that's between now you and God. Because, again, break one part of the law, you break the old law. But God says we're living under grace. So therefore, live by faith, not by sight, and live according to the word of God by loving one another. And stop, my friends, stop judging people, because how can you show the world who God is if you don't love someone and you're too busy judging and discriminating against other people? This got to stop. This is why we have people who don't trust the church, who don't go to church, who don't listen to people who are Christians, because they see us as hypocrites and always judging and criticizing everyone else. That is why the book of James is very, very powerful. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.